happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And man, wasn't it great to celebrate all the baptisms, all the public testimonies at all of our campus people wearing their faith. On the outside, letting what's going on the inside, letting people take that step to see it. It's just amazing the steps that people take. People who've had a past, you know, where they've been incarcerated, they've walked through a painful divorce, and just being willing to say, hey, this hurt, but in the middle of it, God spoke to me. People who are discipling their children well, so at a young age, they're coming to faith in Christ. People who are bringing friends to church and seeing their lives changed. It's just amazing all the ways that we got to experience God at work. And it really does set us up for this next series, this Everyday Faith series, where we're looking at the book of James. It sets us up so well, because when you think about it, Joseph, and when I say Joseph, I'm talking Mary and Joseph, not Joseph in Genesis, but you know, Joseph, he never really says a word much in Scripture. I mean, we don't have a lot of we don't have a lot of text from him, but his obedience just it echoes and echoes and echoes through the future, even to today. He could have taken a harsh step with Mary when she was found to be pregnant with child, but he didn't. He could have been dismissive whenever they were supposed to leave the country, but he wasn't. His faithful obedience, you know, we talk about that Eugene Peterson quote of having a long obedience in the same direction. Joseph's faithful obedience over time, I think, shows up in James the Apostle. Now, James wasn't one of the original 12. He was Jesus's brother. And if you could imagine what that's like, being the brother of Jesus, trying to measure up there. And it doesn't shock me that James didn't believe right off the bat. I mean, if you're trying to believe that your brother is the Messiah, you know, and he smelled the way you smelled as a kid, right? You wrestled around, like, but eventually he became convinced. And really, that gives me such confidence, again, in God's word, in the scriptures, in the truth of what happened in the crucifixion and the resurrection. I mean, if this guy's brother is willing to say, yeah, my older brother, he's the Messiah, because he saw him. He saw it all from the youngest all the way through the cross and the resurrection. That convinced James. And so it, again, shouldn't shock us that when James writes his book in the New Testament, it's like New Testament Proverbs. It's about how to live out our faith every day. And sometimes that's speaking, but it's certainly always that quiet, everyday obedience throughout time that has influence in the lives of other people, that just kind of stacks up over and over and over again to a weight of influence. So I'm going to pray that for us as we begin our week, that the life change that we saw yesterday, that the life change that we I've read about in the scriptures about Joseph, that obviously pours into and completes the life of his son James, that same echo that Joseph had would also be our echo as well. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity today to come to you, to lay our lives in front of you. And God, we want this same resounding tone of our lives. We want the quiet refrain of our lives to be like Joseph's in James's life. We want to be able to look back at days like yesterday, where you're rewriting stories, and we want to be able to proclaim, that's my God. That is what my God does. And so, God, we trust you today for what you're going to do in us, through us. God, bring us people to invite to be part of this series as we go through James, as we seek to live out our faith every day. Now you take the opportunity to pray.